Time right now is 3:40. You're listening to Up to Speed on CBC Radio 1, 89.3 FM and 990 AM. Well, University of Winnipeg student Heather Whitaker has been chosen as one of two $5,000 winners of the Sunnybrook Prize for her research on Alzheimer's disease. She's a third-year student in the biopsychology program, and she's walked on over from the University of Winnipeg campus next door to join me in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Hello.
So how did you feel when you actually first found out about this Sunnybrook Prize?
At first, I didn't think I had a hope of it. I thought it was an extraordinary opportunity and something that was worth a shot anyways to apply for. But I knew it would attract some of the highest caliber research from across the country.
Mm-hmm. And can you give us a bit of background about the prize itself?
Sure. It's awarded through funds generated by the scientific endeavors at the Sunnybrook Research Institution. And it's awarded to some of the current research done by undergraduates across the country in biomedical engineering, you know, with most of it with clinical applications.
And this is a big deal. As you mentioned, you didn't feel like you even had a chance at it at the beginning. Like, this can make a huge difference in your career in the future, can't it?
Supposedly. And that's really just starting to sink in. It was great to kind of be exposed to the type of work that's being done mm-hmm. over at Sunnybrook and to be introduced to those leading researchers in my field. Kind of a lot of doors have been opened to me through this.
Right. Now, I said the name of your area of expertise quite confidently, like I knew what it meant.
But absolutely.
Biopsychology, what exactly is that?
Well, it's like what it sounds when you break it down. You can probably tell it's biology plus psychology. Under another name, you might call it neuroscience. It's really just looking at the biological basis of how we behave, what we think, and a lot of what can happen to the brain when things go wrong.
What attracted you to that field?
Well, I've had an interest in the aging brain for a few years now, working with a lot of older adults. And in my job, I have been a volunteer with the Alzheimer's Society of Manitoba for about a year.
Okay.
And I see the impact that these neurodegenerative diseases can have on caregivers and the community.
Mm-hmm. And your research, the research that got you this big prize, can you tell us about that?
Sure. It was kind of another unexpected opportunity. Just at one of the conferences that I was set up with the Alzheimer's Society, I sat in on a talk by Melanie Martin explaining her MRI research that she was doing on Alzheimer's disease. I was so intrigued that I walked up to her after kind of sheepishly and said, "Hi, do you want any help?" She was gracious enough to invite me into her office the next morning, mm-hmm. and we found a scholarship opportunity, and that was it. I was set up as a research assistant for the summer, doing some research that really interested me.
Now, I understand that part of your research is looking for different markers that would indicate someone has a propensity towards Alzheimer's a little earlier on. You could find this out.
Yeah, that's an area of really important research, because mm-hmm. Alzheimer's disease currently can only really be diagnosed after someone has died, when you see these brain abnormalities in autopsy.
Mm-hmm.
So the hope is that by finding some kind of change in the brain at an early stage, we can use it to diagnose the disease earlier and start looking into treatment options, open up whole new windows of research.
And is this $5,000 prize, is that to go towards this research, or is that just for you?
That's cash in hand.
Nice.
I might waste it on something like school, though.
Who could imagine? So from here, I mean, well, when you found out that you'd won this prize, how do you find out? Did you get a call? Was it an email?
Well, it was actually awarded to me in person that afternoon.
Really?
So the morning of the competition was kind of the presentation of these 9 projects. Mm. We broke for lunch, tried to make small talk, and we were toured around the facilities. The afternoon was a couple thank you speeches and the awarding.
So what's that moment like for you just professionally? You didn't think you had a chance at this prize, and then they come and tell you that you won it.
Well, once the shock wears off, it's extremely encouraging kind of to get that support for the work you're doing, and really encouraging that I can, you know, have a chance at further studies into this area.
What part of the research that you're doing interests you the most here?
I think it's the potential to really have an impact on a larger scale, to be able to contribute to the body of research pertaining to Alzheimer's disease, hopefully have applications in the clinic, be able to touch the lives of patients on a large scale one day.
So you're in your third year. You've got 1 year left after this, it sounds like?
It's possible.
Okay. What's your big plan? What's your big dream?
Well, like I said, right now I have so many avenues open to me. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I'm at that point where anything could happen, but I'm really excited to see where I do go. Hopefully one day have that kind of impact, be able to make that, you know, breakthrough discovery, right, kind of see something that's never been seen before, be able to really improve the lives and the quality of life for patients, the disease, their families.
Well, congratulations on the prize, and thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
University of Winnipeg biopsychology student Heather Whitaker. She's one of the two $5,000 winners of the Sunnybrook Prize for her research on Alzheimer's disease.